ABC Listen. Gardening Australia Junior.
And you, little apple, you can go in here. And potatoes, you can go in.
What you doing, Costa? What are all those boxes for?
Oh, hi, you two. I'm making fruit and veg boxes.
Was it all grown here in this orchard?
It's not an orchard, Millie. Orchards are just for fruit. And I can see zucchinis in those boxes.
Zucchinis are fruit, Xavier.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Ah, you two have struck on one of life's great questions. What's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable?
I know a zucchini is a vegetable because my dad always makes me eat them.
That's not the definition of a vegetable, Xavier.
I know how we can work this out. Just a sec. Ah, here we go.
Costa, how will dirt from your pockets help?
This isn't just dirt. It's my magic compost.
Oh, it's getting all over the fruit and veg boxes.
Look, the boxes are growing.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there. Makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall. And you will see, so very small.
Whoa!
Check out the view from Pineapple Mountain. There's rolling hills of red apples.
A meadow of mangoes.
And a forest of fennel.
What's up with that compost, Costa?
It's my special recipe. Orange peels, eggshells, garden cuttings, and a smidge of magic. Let's slide down this banana and have a look around. We can work out the difference between fruits and veggies.
I'll go first.
Are you okay, Millie?
Yep, I landed on these giant, juicy grapes.
My turn!
Xavier!
Costa! He fell down that hole in the banana skin!
Mate, can you hear us?
Yeah, it's pretty soft in here actually, but a little sticky.
It's a mushy banana. The hole goes all the way into the fruit.
Looks like it's been burrowed into.
You mean something is down there with him?
What did you say?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Look, here's some corn. I'll lower down some of the hairy husk and you can grab on like a rope.
Ah! Something's pushing me up!
I can see the top of his head. Here he comes.
And here comes something else. It's as big as a hippo and as long as a bus.
With lots of little legs. A giant caterpillar! Ah!
Cosmo, fancy seeing you here.
Hi, Cosmo.
Thanks for saving me.
Don't mind him. He's got a one-track mind. It's all just food, food, food in the larval stage. Larvae are baby insects. All caterpillars are baby moths or butterflies.
So will Cosmo turn into a beautiful butterfly and start pollinating flowers?
Oh, I've been learning about pollination. That's when pollen gets moved around between flowers by bugs or by the wind.
That's right. Cosmo will turn into a moth, but his species aren't pollinators. He's actually a bit of a garden pest.
Oh.
But let's follow him around on his munching mission, and we can get to the bottom of this fruit and veg conundrum. We've just got to keep up with him. Come on.
He's quick, isn't he?
Careful jumping onto this apple.
Cosmo! Wait for us!
He's burrowed into the apple and disappeared down the hole.
I've still got some of that corn husk. We can use it to abseil down to the apple core.
3, 2, 1.
Hold on tight!
It looks like a star-shaped room in here.
Oh, Cosmo, you've eaten through the stem too. Greedy guts.
Look at these smooth brown apple seeds. They're as big as barrels.
Aha! And a seed is the way to tell a fruit is a fruit.
I can think of plenty of vegetables with seeds, like pumpkin, beans,
cucumbers, eggplant.
In the plant world, they are all fruit.
What?
remember how we were talking about pollination when we first met Cosmo?
Yeah.
Well, after a flower is pollinated, a seed will form inside the flower. That's where the fruit starts to grow. All the petals will fall off, and eventually that flower will become a delicious seedy fruit.
So this apple used to be a flower?
Even zucchinis?
Yep.
Aha! Told you!
Cosmo's on the move. Come on.
Slow down, Cosmo. Not all of us have six legs to climb with.
We're out.
So, what's a vegetable then?
Let's see if we can find one. Where's Cosmo gone?
I saw him go into that green forest.
But how do we get over there? There's a giant ravine between the apple that we're standing on and the green forest.
The bottom looks like it's covered in spikes?
We had a huge lychee haul this season. They're super spiky and the veggie box is full of them.
Can you hear that?
Are those potatoes?
They're tumbling down towards us like falling boulders.
Spud slide! Run!
How do we get across the ravine?
Come on, we can run across that carrot like a bridge.
What? Watch out for the rolling radish!
Sidestep the swede!
Block those feet!
Jump for it!
Whoa!
We made it.
Lucky this kale cushioned our landing.
Yeah, and now you've met most of the roots and tubers.
Roots and tubers?
They're a group of vegetables. Carrots, potatoes, garlic, onion.
Hey, they all grow underground.
Sure do. Veggies roughly fall into three categories. Roots, leaves and stems.
They're all plant parts.
Exactly. Vegetables don't have seeds like fruit. Instead, they're a leaf, root or stem of a plant that's safe to eat.
So, kale is a leaf vegetable?
Like spinach and lettuce.
Leafy greens.
Hey, Cosmo, we found you. He was just munching on this tree trunk behind the kale leaves.
These aren't tree trunks.
They're asparagus stalks. Yum bum!
They must be a stem vegetable.
Bingo. So is celery, rhubarb and leek.
Am I growing or is Cosmo shrinking?
Yeah, the asparagus forest doesn't seem so tall anymore.
The compost is wearing off.
Thanks, Costa.
Oh, what's up, Xavier? You sound like a glum plum.
I don't know. It just feels like all my meals are mixed up. Like roast pumpkin and eggplant is just a hot fruit salad.
These are just sciencey definitions. But, you know, flavour is a big part of how we decide what's a fruit or a vegetable.
Yeah, sweet ones are fruits and savoury ones are veggies.
Even though zucchini is a fruit?
You're not wrong if you call it a vegetable. Don't worry.
Costa, what's corn? It's part of a plant, like a fruit.
How about we do an experiment to see? You'll need a cob of corn. Choose one that's looking a little too old to eat.
Found one.
Yep, thanks. Next, you'll need some paper towel and a wide container to fit the corn in.
Ready.
Now, get the paper towel nice and wet. We're going to have to fast forward a few weeks to see what happens next.
Whoa, there's grass growing out of the corn.
Exactly. Corn is a type of grass, and the little yellow kernels are the seed.
So it's a fruit.
But we treat it like a vegetable.
Exactly.
Cool. So, next time I want popcorn at the movies, I can tell my dad it's healthy.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen.
If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.